This is The Root Cellar on Pioneer 90.1, where regional history and family folklore come together with your hosts, Jim and Jan Stranley.
Welcome once again to The Root Cellar. We are going to deviate somewhat from our regular format for this segment of The Root Cellar. The Root Cellar lately has been mentioning the 150 people, places, and things that shaped our state in the last 150 years. This idea comes from an exhibit that is still going strong at the Minnesota Historical Building in St. Paul. There is also a book by Kate Roberts entitled Minnesota 150, that we use for ideas and background material for our subjects each week. But let us get started with this week's different program. Have you ever been to a convention recently in Minneapolis? Have you attended any meetings in the Minneapolis Convention Center? Well, you can be very proud of what Minnesota has to offer. The Convention Center is big and beautiful. The segment for The Root Cellar this week is to tell you about attending the Lions International Convention held recently in the Twin Cities. The convention was hosted by the Lions of Minnesota, Manitoba, and Northwest Ontario, or also called District 5M. There were 400 to 500 volunteers from 5M who helped with all the festivities, including Lions Levon, Ron, Jan, and I, all from our St. Hilaire Lions Club. The chairman of the host committee was a friend of ours who was governor at the same time I was. He did an excellent job of coordinating all the events with the city of Minneapolis, Lions International, and volunteers from 5M. All the events were at the convention center. It started with the district governor's school a week prior to the convention. Then came the Leos, the youth group of Lions, with their mini convention on Monday. They came from all around the world discussing new ideas of service and leadership development from their young point of view. That evening, Jan and I were fortunate to attend a dinner cruise on the Mississippi River. The entertainment was the Dixieland Band, who performed here in Thief River Falls for our concert series a year ago. Excellent. The kickoff for the convention started with the Lions Parade of Nations. I had the honor of driving a car of two international directors at the beginning of the parade. Jan brought up the end of the parade marching with the host club from our district. In between, there were delegations from Lions clubs all over the world, about 10,000 in number. The parade lasted 4 hours down Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis, with the streets lined with spectators. There are Lions clubs in 205 countries, and many of them were represented at the convention and in the parade. There were floats, 25 marching bands from many states, and groups of Lions showing their national costumes and indicating their pride of being a Lion. The Lions' motto is, "We serve," and that is what these people do. That afternoon, we were treated to an international show, and in the evening, a concert by the Beach Boys. I guess it shows our age when we got all excited hearing the songs of the Beach Boys. Jan and I, with many others, danced in the aisles. It was a tremendous experience with thousands of people in attendance at the concert. The convention really got started the next day with the first plenary session. Our international president, Lion Al Brandel, a former police officer from New York, USA, highlighted the event of the year. General Colin Powell, former Secretary of State and Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, gave the address. It was very well done, with stories and humorous anecdotes about his life during and after his tenure that kept us interested. The session concluded with the impressive parade of flags from the 205 countries of Lions clubs. That evening, Jan and I, with countless other Lions, attended the Twins versus Yankees baseball game for Lions Night at the Metrodome. International President Lion Al Brandel threw out the first pitch. Alas, the Twins lost again to those terrible Yankees. We left the game a little early, just before Joe Mauer's home run, darn it, to participate in the Scandinavian Reception, a hospitality celebration that various countries host. We were fortunate to receive an invitation. They were so friendly, and the food was tremendous. Thursday's plenary session highlighted the work of the Lions Foundation, known as LCIF. It is an organization that provides funds and assistance to those in need from a disaster. It also has raised millions of dollars to rid the world of preventable blindness, the main focus for Lions. The association also honored Australian youth activist Father Chris Riley for his work in helping homeless and troubled youth. New directors from around the world were able to speak to the group and solicit our votes. A new second vice president was campaigning for that position with a rally and much noisemaking. Delegates and attendees from around the world had many choices for the afternoon. They could attend seminars, browse the exhibit hall, purchase souvenirs, eat at the international food court, take pictures, trade pins, and just visit with one another. It was a time to make new friends and renew acquaintances with old ones. That evening, Jan and I had invitations to attend a couple of hospitality events. One was the second vice president reception, using the opportunity again to recruit votes. The other reception was the German delegation serving hot potato salad, Wiener Schnitzel, and other delicacies. The enjoyment of these events is the countless new acquaintances one meets from various countries and states, and the opportunity to learn more about the officers and directors of Lions International. On Friday morning early, as delegates, Jan and I voted for the new directors and second vice president before attending the final plenary session. The new international president was sworn in, the gavel exchanged hands, and the new directors were introduced. The new international president is from Germany. He gave a little background of himself, his theme for the year, which is Move to Grow, which has many implications, and he also disclosed his goals for the year. He will be a good leader. He installed his wife, Margaret, as a lion at this session. Everyone left satisfied with a very successful convention. We learned later that there were approximately 15,000 lions attending the convention. Jan and I camped at the State Fair campground, which had been open for the lions during the convention. It was a very convenient and clean place to camp. That evening, we went back to the convention and participated in the hospitality event for the new directors and officers. Jan and I enjoyed all Minnesota and Minneapolis had to offer to make an international convention successful. We never heard a negative comment. The whole event ran very smoothly. For more information about becoming a lion, call us at 681-2116, and we'll be happy to speak with you. Now, here is Jan about the history of our own Lions Club.
Hi. Well, before I tell you a little bit about our local club, I want to give you some information also about the Lions worldwide. Lions Clubs International is the world's largest service club organization with nearly 1.3 million members in approximately 45,000 clubs in 205 countries and geographical areas around the world. Since 1917, when the Lions Clubs were organized in Chicago by a man named Melvin Jones, Lions Clubs have aided the blind and visually impaired and made a strong commitment to community service and serving youth throughout the world. And now I'll tell you a little bit of a short history about our own St. Hilaire Lions Club. I wrote this article just recently for the paper because we gave a significant donation to the Thief River Falls Education Foundation, and we were asked to give a brief history of our own club. The St. Hilaire Lions Club was chartered on January 28, 1982, with 30 members. In the early years, the club was famous for ambitious fundraising events such as antique tractor pulls and a combine demo derby, Where did they find all those combines to wreck? And they worked hard raising money to use for community projects. They built a pirate ship float to ride in parades throughout the area, and they were very diligent in their work for the community. Some of the early projects the St. Hilaire Lions accomplished were building picnic shelters at the St. Hilaire Park, two bus shelters, and a footbridge for the students, and also a fish house that any lion could use. The Lions bought an industrial-sized fridge and freezer for the senior center, band uniforms and instruments for Lincoln High School, a water truck for the St. Hilaire Fire Department, and an electric bed for hospice, as well as supporting many other causes in the community. In the early years, the Lions took their turn every month to unload food shelf trucks and also served meals at the senior center for senior citizens. In 1990, they received their permit for Adopt a Highway and have been cleaning 2 miles of ditches south of St. Hilaire ever since. The St. Hilaire Lions annual consignment auction has raised mega dollars every year, and all the members must pitch in to handle that project. It's a big one. St. Hilaire Lions have held countless benefits for community members by hosting pancake breakfasts and spaghetti suppers, many that include bake sales and silent auctions, to help out a family or an individual in need, usually for medical expenses. They have annually held a Halloween party, a Christmas party, and an Easter egg hunt for the local children. They have an annual blood drive and give scholarships to deserving high school seniors every year. For many years, the St. Hilaire Lions provided $2,000 every year for the Lincoln High School graduation party. The Lions like to have fun, and every year they have an ice fishing trip, a pheasant hunt in the fall, a wild game feed after the deer hunt, various picnics, and other fun events. They work the demo derby at the Pennington County Fair, as well as their own smash and bash in St. Hilaire every summer. For many years ago, they helped out with the All Nations Cultural Festival, which was held in St. Hilaire. Another recent project was a big one, cleaning, painting, floor waxing, and repairing the Senior Center building in St. Hilaire, a community center in town. In this project, as well as several others, the Lions work together with the St. Hilaire Community Club for the good of the community. The St. Hilaire Lions have been generous over the years in their annual Parade of Green donations to worldwide Lions projects such as the Hearing Foundation, Leader Dog, LCIF, Diabetes Foundation, and the Lions Eye Bank. They recently donated $2,000 to the Sight First 2 Lions Sight for the World program. In all, this club has been very busy doing what Lions throughout the world do best. They serve. There are presently 43 men and women who are members of the St. Hilaire Lions Club, 7 of whom are charter members. In 2007, the St. Hilaire Lions celebrated their 25th anniversary. If you're interested in learning more about the St. Hilaire Lions Club, call Lion President Jeremy Williams at 964-5144 or Lion Secretary Jim Stranley at 681-2116. This club holds their meetings one evening every month in St. Hilaire. And that's all for today. I really enjoy being a lion. Bye.
The Root Cellar with Jim and Jan Stranley is a production of Pioneer 90.1. You can hear it Monday nights at 6:30 on the Kathy Erickson Show and Wednesday mornings with Ben at 7:30 a.m.